Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevland. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. And we have a fun story for you today. I don't know if fanatic is the word. Maybe the man would describe himself as that. But as we were kind of joking, your area covers Cooperstown. This is Oneonta. But, you know, if you build it, they will come. Explain.
Well, David, good morning, David. And of course, Merry Christmas to you. Back in 1989, when National Lampoon's Christmas Holiday came out, John Hayen, H-A-Y-E-N, of Tilley Avenue in Oneonta saw it and came away determined to match or surpass Clark Griswold, the Chevy Chase character's accomplishment, which was hanging 25,000 light bulbs on and around his house. So John began that first year hanging 3,000 light bulbs. He's been adding light bulbs every year. And just this year, for the first time, he's finally surpassed. This is what we're talking 26, 27 years later, has surpassed Clark Griswold's goal with 25,300 lights.
Wow.
Now, the home on Tilley Avenue on the west end of Oneonta is, of course, lit up like the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center.
Do they have to shut the street lights off now?
I don't know. I don't know, David, but in any event, it's like a beacon. And as you can imagine, it's not a big house. It's not a small one, but it's not a big one. So the house is completely covered. The hedges are covered. He set up Christmas trees all around the house, and they're covered. Inside the house, there's a Christmas village that covers that stretches along the whole back of the house, and it includes a little Christmas village with an homage to the Griswolds' home, with Cousin Eddie's RV scooting around the house, and other aspects that Christmas holiday fans would recognize. And, you know, this has been going on Christmas after Christmas. He used to be helped by his son Chris and his daughter Amber and daughter Jaren, but now they're grown up and they're out of the house. This year, his neighbor, Liam Casey, a 9-year-old boy, helped him out. And John and wife Sue get started October 1st, because, of course, it takes quite a while to hang these lights. You know, while they're watching football, they string and check the lights and replace the bulbs that they have to replace. They start assembling the Christmas trees. It's just built, and it's something that's quite astonishing to see. This year, he's set up a Christmas tree lot next to the house, which has 3 4-foot trees and an 8-foot tree, and I guess his plan next year is to continue expanding that Christmas tree lot. For the environmentally conscious, he switched from regular light bulbs to LED bulbs, or started switching 6-7 years ago. This thing used to cost $950 a month on his electrical bill during the Christmas season, and LED lights have dropped that bill down to about $300. So in any event, there's quite a bit of fun on Tilley Ave. The local OPT, which is Oneonta Public Transit, the director, Paul Patterson, has set aside a bus and picks up senior sits from the local high-rises every evening, and he's put the Hayens place on the tour, and as you can imagine, there's quite a bit of excitement and activity in the neighborhood.
Well, maybe Santa's gift to him this year will be to pay that electric bill.
Well, I hope so. So
that's wonderful.
Anyway, good Christmas fun.
Sure. And we've been talking with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to read that story and many others. And yes, Merry Christmas to you and yours, Jim, and we'll catch up with you after the holiday.
Thank you, David. We'll talk in a week.